AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The director of the Secret Service says the attempted killing of Donald Trump was the agency's most significant failure in decades.
This event was tragic and deserves answers.
But during a contentious House hearing, Kimberly Cheadle did not provide many, citing ongoing investigations.
We are 9 days out.
Illinois Democrat Raj Krishnamoorthy says that's the point.
It's been 9 days.
And her refusal to give more information infuriated Texas Republican Pete Sessions, among others.
Tell us what went wrong.
Cheadle would not say why there were no agents on the roof where the shooter was, but did say the agency was told about a suspicious person before the shooting.
Somewhere between 2 and 5 times.
But added there's a difference between being identified as suspicious and as a true threat. Lawmakers on both sides said the failures were unacceptable, with Ohio Republican Mike Turner among those urging Cheadle to resign.
Because Donald Trump is alive, and thank God he is, you look incompetent. If Donald Trump had been killed, you would have looked culpable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing Kamala Harris for president, a day after President Biden announced he's getting out of the race. Harris spoke earlier at the White House.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
More than 700 pledged delegates told the AP or announced they plan to support Harris at the Democratic convention, more than a third of what she would need for nomination. Kristen Peters Hamlin is a Rhode Island delegate. She would like to see an Arizona senator and former astronaut as Harris's running mate.
Mark Kelly, with his military background, would be an excellent foil for J.D. Vance and his military background, which is light in comparison.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will make his first solo appearance on the campaign trail in his hometown in Ohio. This is AP News. A Russian U.S. journalist has been sentenced to prison.
A Russian court says it has convicted a Russian-American journalist, Alsu Kormasheva, of spreading false information about the Russian military and sentenced her to 6.5 years in prison following a secret trial. She worked for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Court records and officials said the conviction came Friday in the city of Kazan. That's the same day another court convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage and sentenced him to 16 years in prison in a case the U.S. called politically motivated. Kormasheva's case was classified as secret. The radio group's CEO and president Stephen Kapus denounced the trial and conviction of Kormasheva as a, quote, mockery of justice, unquote. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Kormasheva lives in Prague with her husband and 2 daughters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.